Blog Talk Radio.
Start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity and wit, they will all vanish, I promise. It's just a matter of time, so yeah. You were a 20. I was 20 and thought that some years from now a purple little lady will be perfect, or dirty old and useless clown. So yeah, from Diogenes to the Foucault, from Ложечкин to Паспарту. И я клянусь, собосав два пальца, что ты, а? Что музыка пошла, а звук кому?
The Monday morning edition of the $12 Radio Show. Thanks for being here for episode number 148. It is the final week of the $12 Radio Show. Let me qualify. No, see, that's not where we're going. It's the final of the daily. This is the final week of the daily versions of the show, Monday through Friday, as we've done since a year ago this month. It will not be daily anymore. It will be every Sunday, so hopefully we'll be able to get more comics on and just stretch things open a little bit, maybe play some comedy clips. That was originally the plan to begin with, but for whatever reason, it turned out to be too much of a challenge to be able to pull off 5 days. Mountain Standard Time. Tune in. And, of course, the rest of the week you can tune in, as most people already do. You can listen to archived episodes either right here at Blog Talk Radio and find the show as you have already found it. You can also call in today if you're listening live. It's 646-564-9650. It's 10:06 here on a Monday morning here at the Ramblewood Studios here from beautiful Fort Collins, Colorado. We're just about an hour or so up north from Denver on the I-25 corridor. Nice autumn day. A little chilly out there, but that's what it's supposed to be. We're getting close to October. We just had the official change in the seasons last week down on the 22nd. So things are exactly where they're supposed to be. One sad note here, it caught my attention. Probably not as big of a deal to me as it would be to a lot of people. Most people don't know the name necessarily, but there was a very cool, the Zydeco music is a very cool kind of music. It's based out of Louisiana and didn't really branch out of Louisiana until the mid-80s. And there was a guy named Stanley Durrell who fronted a band called Buckwheat Zydeco. And if you're out there and you're naughty, you heard it, you know it, and you could stand up and dance to it. You had no choice in the matter but to stand up and dance. And it's pure, fun, passionate music that you just it moves your feet and your heart, and you just can't help but feel better about it. Unfortunately, at 68, he passed away yesterday of cancer, but the music will continue to live on. Obviously, he had quite a discography. I believe he came to prominence, I think, mid to late 80s. Eric Clapton was in a kind of a cool phase. He was doing what a lot of huge groups and huge artists should do. He would find somebody that was already kind of big amongst the club circuit, and then he would or in a particular region, and then he'd take them on the road, and then that exposure would end up getting them a major label record deal. Anyway, so I mean that was about the same time as the Robert Cray Band and a couple others, but Buckwheat Zydeco, an awful lot of fun. Today is the night of the presidential debates. I'm sorry. I'm apologizing. I'm sorry. I live here in America. I apologize if we have anybody from somewhere else on the planet. I know that we do it wrong, that we do it badly, we do it incorrectly, collectively. I mean, I don't do it, but you know, I guess I'm complicit because I don't raise my hand and try and figure out a way how to make it different, because it should be shorter, amongst a lot of other things. But tonight's the first presidential debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. It's going to be at Hofstra University, and it's going to be on NBC tonight at 7 o'clock Mountain Time. If you don't live here in the Mountain Time zone, adjust your clocks accordingly. But it'll be on NBC with Lester Holt moderating. And then in subsequent weeks, they'll have one on 10:14 with the vice presidential candidates debating each other, and that one will be at Longwood University, October the 9th, at Washington University in St. Louis, and amongst the presidents, there's just the one vice presidential debate. So then back to the 9th to have the second presidential debate, and the third and final presidential debate will be on October the 19th at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, which just happens to be UNLV, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, just happens to be located in the city of Las Vegas. See, you can't get much by me on a Monday morning. And that one will be on Fox. So tonight's on NBC. CBS kind of got the short end of the stick. The vice presidential debate will be on CBS. Will be on CNN. And then the last one will be on the Fox News Network. Actually, ABC and NBC just decided to pass. I can kind of understand why. It looks like it's quite a setup and quite a production that they put together. And I don't know if you buy tickets or you pay for tickets, or if there's just a lottery that you get in to buy them, or if there's a lottery and you you know, that they're handed out. I would imagine, I'm going to hope they're handed out. But the number that surprised me was 100 to 120 million people are expected to listen or watch the debates here. So that certainly was a much larger number than I would have thought. It was definitely a surprise to me. And it turns out that if you're thinking about doing something a little bit different here in town, and you live here in Fort Collins, you can go over and see the debates at the Lyric Cinema Theater. I mean, you can go to a bar, obviously. You can do that. But you can go to the Lyric Cinema, sit in theater comfort, as you were supposed to do, watch it on a widescreen, and then theater comfort and movie style concession stands and a full bar and great snacks. They have pulled pork sandwiches. They have real nachos with actual cheese, not that latex paint that they put on your. You know what I'm talking about? That squirty cheese that comes out of the pump. Just no, cheese is not supposed to come out of a pump. I'm not a doctor, and I don't work at the FDA. And there's plenty of things that I'm not. But if you've had enough to drink, you'll eat nacho cheese. Hell, you'll eat a pot pie. That's the sign that you had too much to drink, when you eat a pot pie. Do you remember pot pies? Everything is microwaved, and it takes like 5 minutes now. But the old-fashioned pot pie, before people used microwaves very often, was you would take it, and it was this little thing. It was only made by Banquet. And then it was a little pie tin, and there was a lot of gravy, and there were a couple of potatoes and, like, maybe one little nugget of turkey in there. It was like the pork and the pork and beans. But the thing that was hilarious about it was you're bombed out of your mind, and that's the only thing in the house. So you put that in. They took 65 minutes to bake. Well, 65 minutes, by then, my buzz might be gone. I might not be drunk anymore. What's the point? You know, I'll wake up, and then I'll eat it, and I'll realize how nasty it is. There's no... No, that doesn't sound quite right. Frozen food you shouldn't touch. Anything made by Banquet, you shouldn't touch. They take stuff, the old school lunch menus used to look at and say, no, we're not doing that. You remember? I don't think that they have anything like this anymore. But when I was a kid, they had Salisbury steak, they had meatloaf, they had sloppy joes. What a great name for a product! I don't want to eat any entree to any man or serve it to any man, woman, or child that contains the word slop as part of the description of the entree. This doesn't really feel right, you know. Sloppy. It's not a bad dish, you know, if you make it right. And it's not that hard, you know. It's ground beef, it's tomato sauce, and then however you want to season it. So it shouldn't really be that bad, you know. I always thought it would be kind of cool. You put a little bit of extra cheese on there. Cheese on it, right? And then you put it on some nice thick bread, and you put some grilled onions on it, and you grill it up like a grilled cheese sloppy joe. Don't you steal my idea. I hear you people out there, your wheels moving. There are a couple of people that I saw here. Well, we'll thank them in a little bit. I'm going to take a look at this on my Facebook page, but there's a couple of people that tuned in. I sent out some invites to let people know that we are doing a special week of shows for this last week of Monday through Friday morning shows. Going to go ahead and remind you, this is a big surprise. There's no guest today. That's not the surprise. But tomorrow we've got esteemed photographer Moses Street. I know. What do you talk to a photographer about on the radio? I know. It's kind of like showing fireworks on the radio. I don't know. Comedian and Also, would-be mental health activist here in town, very entertaining young man by the name of M. Miller Richardson will be the guest on Wednesday. Thursday is comedian Vincent Vigil, and on Friday, singer-songwriter Tim Burns, who's been here before. Tim's an old friend, and Tim's always good for a story. Tim's a very quiet, shy individual. Sure he is. 646-564-9650 is the telephone number. Give me a call today. Would you do that if you could? If you're obviously, if you're listening to the show archived, you can't do it, and I understand. But if you're listening to this show live, go ahead, give me a call, and just you know, say hi. I won't keep you on the air for more than 30 seconds. I won't embarrass you. We'll just have a little chat. Chances are, if you got the invite, it was through Facebook, and that would mean that you're someone that I know, which would be make it just that much more obvious. I'm not going to embarrass you. What was I looking for? Oh, I know. I was looking for the Buckwheat Zydeco song. I was going to go ahead and play On a Night Like This. It was originally a composition from Bob Dylan. You know what? I added that to the library here from Amazon, and I've been having problems. I've been having issues. My computer's been having issues. It's going through therapy. It's not available. I was not able to transfer that over. Well, that certainly does stink. All right, let's go ahead and play something that I don't play very often. Just a brief little tune from the esteemed Ray Charles. This is The Mess Around from the Planes, Trains, and Automobiles soundtrack. You remember John Candy and Steve Martin. It was a great movie. John Hughes wrote and directed it. Wonderful film. But this is The Mess Around, Ray Charles. David Bubas with you on the Monday morning edition of The $12 Radio Show.
People too, mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody's doing the mess around. Everybody was juiced. You can bet your soul. They did the boogie woogie with a study roll. They mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around. When I say stop, don't you move a peg. When I say go, just take your leg and do the mess around. I declare, do the mess around. Yeah, do the mess around. Everybody's doing the mess around. Now let me have it, there, boy.
Ray Charles of The Mess Around, David Bubas with you here on the Monday morning edition of the $12 Radio Show, episode 148. So when we get to the end of the week on Friday, we'll have 152 in the can, yeah. So that'll be pretty impressive. And then this coming Sunday, October 2nd, at 7 p.m. Mountain Time, we'll go to at least an hour-long weekend show. So, you can call in, or hopefully that's the thought. We'll be able to get some people to call in because it's the weekend and you won't be at work. Football will be over. That is the plan right there. So, and you know, that would be cool. So if you're calling, that would be great. And if you're listening to it, you know, just listening to it later in the week, that's fine too. I'm not taking anything away from that. I wanted to take a peek here at something, and I wanted to say thanks to some people, and I'm trying to find this here as quickly as I can because my tiny brain does not move very fast. I wanted to put some people here on the spot. Now, let's see here. We didn't get a huge list here, okay? But there were two people who said that they were going to be listening to the show, and I knew both of them way back when. Let's see here. Where'd it go? So, Long Man. And also in Wisconsin to a childhood neighbor and friend, Amy Montgomery. So I hope they're out there listening to the big show. And then as well, let's say here, as well, let's go ahead and those interested in listening to the show today, let's go ahead and a shout out to, he's not really my nephew, but the families have hung around close to our family for so long, it should say hi. He's practically a part of the family. Say hi to Jeffrey Oates, Charlie Haviland, friend, a colleague, a comedian, and a very entertaining guy. Entertainer, performer that I have not seen yet, but understand that this particular person is very entertaining and over the top. Mona Lott, Vincent V. Hill, a comic out of Colorado that I just recently had a chance to work and see, and Bradley Harris and Don Ayers. So thanks to them, they're on the list of people here that have said they're probably going to listen. So that's in addition. I'm not going to give you the exact number because that would break the illusion, but there's actually a pretty nice amount of people that do listen to the show. So, but just wanted to take a second out and confirm that, those people were either tuning in or planning to tune in. Let's take a peek here on the 90th day before Christmas in the NFL last night. Yesterday afternoon, the Denver Broncos beat the Cincinnati Bengals in a wonderful game. They won 29-17. Next week, Denver goes to Tampa Bay. Denver and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Last night on Sunday Night Football, the Dallas Cowboys won by a score of 31-17 over the Chicago Bears. And on Monday Night Football tonight, Atlanta, the Falcons go up. They go up against the New Orleans Saints. CSU in college football over the weekend took one on the chin. They could have, it would have, should have, could have, and they almost did. They almost pulled it off, but they didn't quite do it. They got beat last year by 3. They got beat this year by 7. Minnesota, the Golden Gophers, beat CSU, the Rams, by a score of 31-24. This coming Saturday, October the 1st, CSU will be playing Wyoming in the Border War here at Fort Collins this time at Sunny Lubick Field at Hughes Stadium. For some reason, they're playing it at 8:15 at night. And here's what's great about it. It's 8:15 at night, so you figure there must be some kind of a trade-off, right? You know, they must be playing some powerhouse. Well, no disrespect to Wyoming, they're not any better one way or another than CSU. So then I look, okay, maybe they're on they're getting significant TV exposure that night. Excuse me, that's not the case either. Just decided that we want to put people out in the cold, outside, in a field, at 8 o'clock at night for whatever reason. I don't know. I really don't. But that leaves the Rams at a record of 2-2. The CU Buffalo are at 3-0. They somehow or another got past the Oregon Ducks by a score of 41-38. And their game coming up this week, the 1st of October, is the CU Buffs against Oregon State. So Oregon, they played last week. Oregon State, they play this coming week. Major League Baseball, the Dodgers beat the Rockies by a score of 4-3 in 12 innings. It broke my heart because the Rockies, they did it again. They were up 3-2, and this is like the I think it was the eighth or so, and then all it took was a two-run homer or two RBI hit, and all of a sudden the Dodgers went up in front, and it's just they keep finding at least – it seems to me like they keep finding new ways to lose, and I don't know what to make of it. I mean, you look at the numbers; they're not great. The Colorado Rockies. But then on the other hand, then you look at the lineup and you look at the offensive numbers, and you see some of the pitching that they have. It's just if somebody there would go out and assemble them a better, stronger, more durable and dependable bullpen. But maybe that's the off-season project. Yeah. Maybe Dick and Shirley Moffert will finally put a crowbar in their wallet, take their little change purse out of their pocket. Also in baseball, being a Cubs fan, this caught my attention. The Chicago Cubs beat the St. Louis Cardinals by a score of 3-1, which is good. That gives them 99 wins, and there's only 6 games left. So it is all but said and done. They're going to win one game out of the next 6, ensuring that they're going to have a 100-game season. Should also mention, too, with the Rockies, that they're going to have an off day today, so don't look for any baseball today or tonight. Tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, Colorado stays on the road. They're going to be playing the San Francisco Giants. And then this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you can see Colorado and Milwaukee at Coors Field in the home finale and the season finale. Kind of regular season finale. Kind of sad. Yeah. It's kind of official at that point that they're wrapping things up for the summer and for that fall is definitely here. What are you going to do? Looking at the standings around Major League Baseball, looking at the teams that are leading their respective divisions in the AL East, the Red Sox lead the AL East. The Cleveland Indians lead the AL Central. The Texas Rangers lead the AL West. In the National League, in the East, the Nationals lead with a record of 91-64. National League Central is led by the Cubs at 99-56. And in the National League West are the hated and dreaded Dodgers. Oh, I say it with love. Yeah. Stinking Dodgers. It's not bad enough that they lost, but there was one game over the weekend that they lost. They lost 14-1. 4-3 is a little hard to take. 14-1. That's just you just put up your hands and you wave a white flag and you make it official that we're done for the season. 14-1. I don't even understand. That's just beyond my comprehension because you figure you're going to go out there and play hard because September they have the call-ups from minor league baseball. They would want to come out and play and make an impression to come back and play in the big leagues next year with the Rockies or somewhere else. But apparently that would not be the case with this particular team. And there's a couple of guys that are still playing 1,000%, like Arenado and DJ LeMahieu and Carlos Gonzalez and a couple of the pitchers, Charlie Blackman. That's what makes it frustrating. Is it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I'm going to take a break here real quick. It's 10:30. What do we got here? Just about 10:30 actually at this moment. So we're at the halfway point of the $12 radio show. Perfect song to play on a day like today because it's a beautiful day here in September. So let's play September from Earth, Wind, and Fire. My name is David Bublitz, and this just happens to be the Monday morning edition of your $12 Radio Show, episode number 148. Into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Maurice White, Philip Bailey, David Bublitz with you in Earth, Wind, and Fire, September. I already told you David Bublitz. It's Monday morning, episode number 148. It's about 10, almost 10:35. The late Maurice White. So I don't know if they'll ever go back on tour or not as a result. It'd be nice. Because they always had an amazing horn section. It seemed like they had most of their group, most of their band still together. But I would certainly understand that, you know, he was the heart and soul of that band. So if they chose not to get back together again, it would make perfect sense even to somebody tiny, you know, like myself, tiny-minded here. Top 10 movies at the Motion Pictures Theater screens across North America and the North American continent. Get out and see a film sometime soon. It's good, and it's good for you. What did we just see last night? We went out and saw a film for $1.99. My short-term memory is just about shot. Get back to me here in a second. I'll tell you in a second here. Top 10 films at the box office, Kubo and the Two Strings. Number 9 is When the Bow Breaks. 8 is The Suicide Squad from DC Comics. Don't Breathe. Don't Breathe. Looks like a very cool, low-budget film. I say looks like because there have been a lot of films that look like they're going to be pretty cool. And then you go out, you see them. What was the film I went and saw? Oh, I saw It Follows last year, or it came out last year. It played at the Lyric, so it was really low budget. It just played independent theaters, and then I went ahead and saw it on video, and just. It was a bad horror movie can still be fun because it's so bad that it's funny that you know you're talking back to the screen type of thing. That was not the case. It was R-rated. There's no nudity. There's no blood. I don't mean to sound terrible, but there's no suspense. There's not a whole lot of anything really at this point. And at first you think, this is really kind of cool how the pacing of the film is so deliberate. But then you realize that deliberate actually means slow. But regardless, I'm looking forward to going to see Don't Breathe. Speaking of low-budget horror films, the retooling, rebooting, remaking, reimagining of the Blair Witch Project, simply titled Blair Witch at number 6. 5 is the Edward Snowden story. Snowden from director Oliver Stone with my memory is shot today all of a sudden. I can't think of it. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is the gentleman who plays Edward Snowden. Number 4 is Bridget Jones's Baby. Number 3 is the Tom Hanks-Clint Eastwood collaboration, Sully, which has been a pretty sizable late summer, early fall hit. One of those movies that I would definitely like to get out and see. Number 2 is it seems like it's a good option to go out and take your kids to because there's not a lot of cartoons out there or animated features. Storks is at theaters across the country, and it's at number 2. And the number 1 motion picture of last week, go ahead. It said IMDb, here to tell you right. It's The Magnificent Seven. So there you go. Magnificent Seven made $35 million in its opening week. It's got Chris Pratt, it's got Ethan Hawke, and of course it has Denzel Washington. One of those where you know it's not going to be nearly as good as the original because, you know, it's first off, it's rated PG. That was a much rougher around-the-edge story than you could make with a PG rating. And I just remembered what I saw over the weekend. Funds are tight, but I wanted to get out and see a film. So went over to the $2 theater. Didn't realize that for the most part, my money was on my gift card was pretty well shot. So now we're going to go in and go see what looks to be an average movie and no popcorn on top of that. So I'm already not expecting much. We went to see Ben-Hur, which just really sounded like pain. Ben-Hur struck me as one of those movies, you know, kind of like the Ten Commandments type of movie. It might be an important subject. It might have great source material. It might be an important tale to tell. But no one seems to tell the story well. Anyway, the first half hour is excruciating. It's slow. It's monotonous. The acting is wooden and nothing to write home about. And then something happens. Well, two things happen. One, Morgan Freeman appears on the screen. Now, Morgan Freeman is in all movies, so I shouldn't have been too surprised about that. But this movie really reminded me that you put him in movies that stink because he doesn't give a bad performance, even if he'll be in a bad movie. He'll make the movie a little bit better, and he really did. From the second half, things tended to pick up, and it was frustrating because the film itself, beautiful sets and authentic looking design and costuming, and it was photographed, wonderful cinematography, and the editing, and you could tell that they didn't rebuild the Roman Colosseum, but they took the real footage of photography and blended it with the CGI with the computer generated effects and blended them seamlessly, I thought. Anyway, so Morgan Freeman, here was the great part. So you see Morgan Freeman You know, and again, you forget. I mean, here's a guy, you know, driving Miss Daisy. He was in Glory. He was in a great movie called Street Smarts years ago. He's been in a lot of amazing movies and a lot of amazing performances. But it just made me laugh because as soon as he walks out onto the screen, there's Morgan, and you hear him doing part of the narration. What threw me off was he came out and he had dreadlocks, white shoulder length dreadlocks. And I couldn't help it. I knew that was going to be in the film, but I still wasn't quite ready for seeing it in a theater. The effect gave the look of the love, like it was like he was the love child of Bob Marley and Whoopi Goldberg. It was really. Go see the movie, but you know, don't expect much the first half. Definitely worth seeing on the big screen with the effects and the chariot scene and the rest of it. But if you're running late, you haven't missed anything. Yeah, I think that's very safe to say. At the Lyric Cinema this week, there's A Complete Unknown. There's also The Beatles 8 Days a Week, Hell or High Water with Jeff Bridges and Florence Foster Jenkins. And, of course, tonight, as I mentioned before, the 2016 first presidential debate of this campaign year, campaign season. That's kind of cool to know that they're finally – we're getting to the end of the home stretch. They're doing their darndest. They're still – 6.5 weeks to go. Is that enough to make you want to walk out in front of traffic? Shouldn't this whole thing have taken 6 weeks? I think we could have covered this in 6 weeks. We should have covered this in 6 weeks. The process is kind of silly, but I finally have a detailed list of comedy here. So you might want to perk up your ears if you're thinking about seeing some comedy. If you live in Fort Collins, take note of this. If you don't, be sure to look into comedy wherever you're at. You know, like say you live in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. You know, hit the search on your computer, and you know, comedy in Cedar Rapids. I'm sure you'll find something. But coming up in October, because right, it's almost October. That's amazing. I'm sorry. That just kind of threw me off there. October the 6th at the Moxie Theater in Greeley is headliner Anthony Crawford from Denver. October the 6th as well, it's Hodes in Fort Collins with Billy Wayne Davis. On the 7th, it's Pateros with headliner Tom Dunlap. October the 14th, it's my show down there at the Boar and Bull at the in downtown Loveland with Bob Gaudette, Richard Kennedy, Mike Davidson, and myself. October the 15th at Proust, which is supposed to be a very cool room put together by Mr. David Rodriguez here in town, with headliner Josh Androsky. I hope I'm saying that right. Androsky. Hey, with a name like Bublitz, I want to make sure that I get everybody's name right if I can. October the 18th at the R Bar, the three-way show, they've got headliner Dave Lasso. October the 30th, Elliot's. Adam Caton Holland is going to be headlining there. I'm looking forward to the October 30th show. I'll be there at that one. And then there's also the second and fourth Fridays of each month at a place called Syntax in Greeley. And I will be there for the fourth one, which happens to be on October the 28th, doing a short set. So I'll be doing a short set on the 28th at Syntax and a short set on the 30th at Elliot's Martini Bar in Fort Collins. So, yeah, it should be. Should be cool, and then I'll also be at the Bull and Boar in Loveland on the 14th. So if you want to get out, there are tons of options of shows for you to go out and see. And of course, if you want to go out and see an open mic comedy show, or if you just like to, or if you're just thinking, hey, maybe I like to get up on stage, you can do that too. And your choices here in town at the moment are pretty widely ranged. Most of them have been going on for a while. We've been talking about for a while. Hodes on Monday, Johnny Cigar Bar on Tuesdays and Thursdays, Yum Yums here in Fort Collins on Wednesday, the Outriders. Oh, by the way, Johnny Cigar Bar is in Boulder, if I didn't mention that. Outriders is Greeley on Thursday, and Bondi's Beach Bar every Sunday night at here in Fort Collins in the square. I think that catches us up. Oh, and then if you're going to make the drive down to Denver, the Comedy Works, I'm sure they're sold out, but I'll tell you tonight and tomorrow, it's Roseanne Barr tonight and tomorrow, and then the 29th, 30th, and the 1st of October is Maranizio, I'm hoping I'm getting that right, Maranizio Vance. That's at the Downtown Comedy Works Club. At the South Club, you've got John Novosad. The 28th, it's the comedy show entitled Pump and Dump, and the 29th through the 1st, 30th and 1st, it's Monty Franklin. So get out and go and see a comedy show this week, whether it be here in town, whether it's a free one at one of the comedy open mic nights here in town, or there's a few of the shows here in town, they cost a little bit, but they're not a lot, or make the ride all the way down to Denver and go see something big like Roseanne Barr. Big time comedy right there. It is just about 10:45. We're going to take a break, come back, our final segment here of the show. Let's go ahead and, I'm going to go ahead and go with a song I don't play nearly often enough. Meg White, Jack White, The White Stripes, My Doorbell. This here is the $12 radio show, and my name is David Buplitz. Good morning.
Kiss is not the man.
That's my doorbell with the white stripes. I'm Dave Bublitz, and this is the Monday morning edition of the $12 Radio Show, episode number 148, just about 10:50, so this will be our final segment of the morning. I like this. It seemed like it flew right by today. You still have time to call, 646-564-9650. Actually, you probably don't have time to call, because if I'm going to get through what I have left here, I guess you'll have to save your calls for tomorrow would be my recommendation, I guess. 1968 in television history, 1960 in television history, the first televised debate between Richard Nixon and John Kennedy took place in Chicago, Illinois. 1962, the Beverly Hillbillies debuted on CBS TV. There's a leap right there. Kennedy, Nixon, and the Beverly Hillbillies. 1964, Gilligan's Island debut began its run on CBS TV. 1969, the Brady Bunch premiered on ABC. Oh, man, the quality of television back in the 60s, huh? 1982, Knight Rider debuted on NBC. Ooh, and the quality continued into the 80s. 1998, the 200th episode of Murder, She Wrote, and it aired on CBS. Oh, and then the quality continued into the 90s as they continued to unload crap on us, the unwilling public right there. Okay. Uh, 1995, Mariah Carey's Fantasy Island was only the second single to debut at number one on Billboard. The only other time that this happened was with the song You Are Not Alone by Michael Jackson. I thought it was kind of creepy. You are not alone. You are not alone. Okay. 1990, Little Richard Boulevard is named for a street in Macon, Georgia. 1980, John Bonzo Baum, the drummer of Led Zeppelin, died of asphyxiation. 1979, the musical Evita premiered on Broadway. 1970, Ringo Starr released Boco Blues. Yeah, Boco Blues in the UK. In 1954, Elvis Presley performed at the Grand Ole Opry for the first time and performed Blue Moon of Kentucky. Okay, let's see here. What have we got here? Oh, and then just a couple of things here. Oh, I don't know if I read this or not before. I think I gave away the answer already, but so that'll make the question that much easier. The trivia question that I should have read earlier in the show, and if your memory has any short-term ability at all, the trivia question was, what two candidates squared off against each other in the first televised debate? Was it Carter Ford, Jimmy Carter and Gerald Ford, John Kennedy and Richard Nixon, Truman and Dewey, or Eisenhower and Stevenson? We'll get back to that by the end of the show here, which is coming up right around the corner. Born on this date, the amazing musicianship and songship of songbook of George Gershwin. He was born in 1898, and exercise fitness guru Jack LaLanne was born in 1914. In birthdays, amongst the living, Mary Beth Hurt is 70. Olivia Newton-John is 68 years old. Carlene Carter, singer, songwriter, and wife of Nick Lowe, is 61. From the Terminator films, Linda Hamilton is 60. Melissa Sue Anderson from Little House on the Prairie is 54. Jim Caviezel from – talk about an interesting combination. He was in The Passion of the Christ and currently maybe they wrapped up just recently, the CBS show Person of Interest. Sean Stockman from the band Boys to Men is 44 years old. Serena Williams is 35 years old. Christina Milian is 35. And this is kind of cute. Not really a person's birthday, but just thought I'd go ahead and throw this out here. Baby Shamu is 31 years old. He's a baby, and he's 31. They're still holding on to that. They want him to maintain his childhood. By the way, what two candidates squared off against each other in the first televised debate? Carter Ford, Kennedy Nixon, Truman Dewey, Eisenhower, Stevenson. Think back to about 5 or 10 minutes ago when I said Kennedy Nixon. Yeah, that was it right there. When I give you the answer, it really does tend to make it just that much easier in the grand scheme of things. go ahead and remind you here that coming up this week will be we've got guests the rest of the week. Tuesday, photographers. Tomorrow is Moses Street. Wednesday is M. Miller Richardson, comedian and would-be mental health activist. Thursday is Vincent Vigil, comedian Vincent Vigil. And on Friday, musician, singer-songwriter Tim Burns, very entertaining guy, very cool guy, and an old friend of mine. Should be good to talk to Tim again here. Don't forget the weekly shows. This is the rest of the week, Monday through Friday. Eventually, though, this coming Sunday, the show will go Sunday, October the 2nd to 7 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. That wraps it up right there. It is 10:55, so by the time I play the music right here, we should have ourselves a one-hour show. So let's go ahead and wrap it up with the right song. Let's go ahead and, you know, find the right segue here on the or out cue on the way out. And when in doubt, I'm looking for a particular song here. When in doubt, there's no better song for me to wrap things up than maybe I've said it before. If you've listened to the show, I won't bore you with the details again. But Booker T and the MGs, This Is Green Onions. Always makes me smile. The memories always make me smile. And it's a great song. The memories make me smile. And it always kind of gets me right here because it was a very fun period in my life that I associate with that song. Music tends to bring up a lot of memories. Don't forget this month's nonprofits to get involved in. It's the Alliance of Suicide Prevention. Be sure to get involved with that. Be a friend if you can, and help somebody out, whether it's just listening or getting somebody to a doctor or just being a friend. And if you are in need, be sure to reach out, because sometimes people just might not recognize what's going on. You might have to be the person to reach out. You might have to be the person to go to the doctor yourself. But there is help, and there's no reason to get taken down and taken out by something like this. And the other nonprofit is the Fort Collins Rescue Mission, just $1.92, will get you a donation of one meal to somebody who's hungry and in need of a hot meal and a warm place to stay. So Fort Collins Rescue Mission is an offshoot of the Denver Rescue Mission. Be sure to look up I would just imagine probably FortCollinsRescueMission.com. That's it. It's Green Onions. It's Booker T and the MGs. Whatever that you're going to do out there today, be good to each other. Be kind. Be patient. Be understanding. Be good to everybody around you. And be good to yourself. This is Green Onions from Booker T and the MGs. My name is David Bublitz. And this is the Monday morning edition of this, your $12 review.